All right, welcome back, everybody. Episode 10.
Episode 10 already.
Yeah, this is a fun one.
It is.
We're going to be kicking off something a little different.
Yeah.
It's a brand new series we're calling The Curiosity Chronicles.
Curiosity Chronicles. I love that.
So get ready to explore sustainable living.
Yes.
And how we can protect this awesome planet and all the amazing creatures on it.
Absolutely. And how healthy choices can make you feel so good.
Yes. Finding ways to live a little bit more eco-consciously without, you know, getting overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Make it fun.
Exactly. Small changes can lead to big differences, and it's all about exploring those options with a sense of fun.
Right, exactly. And with us to help connect the dots between these topics, we have, well, an expert whose insights always blow my mind.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here. And I think a lot of people are realizing that, you know, how we feel personally is tied to the planet's health.
It really is.
Yeah.
So whether you're already a pro at eco-friendly living or you're just kind of starting out, this is for you. We're all learning together and every little step counts. So let's dive into the Curiosity Chronicles, where we strive to be
physically strong,
mentally awake,
environmentally safe.
We learned that 60% of U.S. households bought plant-based foods in 2023.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's a big number. What do you think is driving this change?
Well, it's really fascinating. We're seeing this big shift, and I think it's because we're more aware of how plant-based diets, you know, help us feel better, and they're better for the planet, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's all connected. When we take care of ourselves, we naturally start thinking about how our choices impact the world around us.
Right. It's like a ripple effect.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many ways to eat like this, right?
Right.
You got your vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian.
You got it.
Flexitarian, even.
Yeah.
It's not about, you know, being perfect or anything. It's just about finding what works for you.
Right.
You know, and, you know, making gradual changes over time.
Yeah, it's all about progress, not perfection. The beauty of it is that even small changes can have a big impact.
I like that. Progress, not perfection. Okay, but do these diets, do they really make a difference when it comes to our health?
They absolutely do. I mean, the research is really clear on this. Plant-based diets can really reduce your risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes,
okay,
some types of cancer, stroke.
Wow.
Even some mental health conditions.
Really?
Yeah. It's incredible how powerful food can be.
Food is medicine.
It really is.
It really is. And, you know, we always hear about those blue zones.
Yeah.
You know, the regions of the world where people live the longest.
Right.
And we learned that their diets are mostly plant-based.
They are, yeah.
But it's not just about living longer. It's about quality of life, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's about feeling energized, you know, vibrant, mentally sharp. One of the really cool things we found is that the people in the blue zone of Okinawa, they prioritize eating all these colorful vegetables.
Oh, wow.
Like 10 different kinds a day.
Really?
Just imagine all those flavors and the nutrition you'd be getting.
10? That's impressive. Wow. 10 different kinds of veggies.
It's inspiring, right?
Yeah. So it's not just about cutting out foods. It's about adding in all that good stuff. So what is it specifically about plant-based diets that's so good for us?
So plant-based foods, they're naturally lower in things like saturated fat and cholesterol,
uh-huh,
which are, you know, big contributors to heart disease.
Right.
And then you've got fiber, which is amazing for digestion. It helps keep your blood sugar stable, even helps regulate your mood.
Really?
Yeah. It's like giving your gut a high five.
I like that. Okay.
Right.
So you're saying, like, I can feel more energized and focused just by changing what I eat.
Yeah, absolutely. It can make a big difference.
Well, that's definitely something I'm interested in. But what about those essential nutrients?
Right.
Can we really get everything we need from a plant-based diet?
That's a great question. And while plant-based diets are packed with nutrients, there are a few things to keep in mind.
Yeah.
Like vitamin B12, for example.
Okay.
It's mainly found in animal products. So if you're vegan, you might want to consider a supplement or look for fortified foods, you know, like plant-based milk,
yeah,
nutritional yeast, some breakfast cereals.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So being informed and making those conscious choices is key.
Right, exactly.
So we learned that plant-based diets can be really good for mental well-being, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Plant-based diets, they're loaded with antioxidants, and they have these anti-inflammatory properties,
okay,
that are really good for brain health. And this can potentially lower the risk of things like depression, anxiety, cognitive decline.
Wow.
It's like giving your brain a spa day.
I love that. Okay, so we've talked about how good this way of eating can be for us, but what about the planet? How does eating plant-based tie into all of this? I mean, that's a big part of the Curiosity Chronicles, right?
It is. And when we zoom out and look at the big picture, animal agriculture, it has a huge impact on the environment. It's a major contributor to greenhouse gas emissions, deforestation, water pollution. So choosing to eat less meat or no meat, it can really shrink our carbon footprint.
Wait, carbon footprint?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
So basically, it's a way to measure how much greenhouse gas we're generating with our actions.
Okay.
Everything we do, from driving to, you know, the energy we use at home to the food we eat, it all contributes to our carbon footprint.
So it's like our own personal impact on the planet.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
And choosing plant-based options, it's a powerful way to reduce those emissions.
So you're saying that by choosing to eat more plant-based, we can actually make a difference?
100%. There are studies that show if everyone went plant-based, we could see food-related emissions drop by up to 70% by 2050.
Wow, 70%?
Yeah.
That's huge.
It is huge.
Okay, but I've heard people say that growing plants also uses a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
It's a good point, and it's true that all agriculture needs water to grow.
Yeah.
But animal agriculture uses a lot more water.
Really?
Think about it. You need water to grow the crops to feed the animals, and then the animals need water to drink.
Oh, right.
It's like this chain reaction.
It is. It is. So even though plant-based agriculture uses some water, it's still a lot more efficient than animal agriculture.
It is much more efficient.
Okay.
And the water savings are, I mean, they're massive. For example, to produce 1 pound of beef, it takes something like 1,800 gallons of water.
Wow. Okay.
Now compare that to just 25 gallons for a pound of potatoes.
Wow.
It's a huge difference.
That is a huge difference.
Right.
It makes you think.
It really highlights how much our food choices can impact water conservation.
Yeah. And it makes you realize that what we eat, it isn't just about personal health.
Right.
It's about the health of the whole planet.
Exactly. It's all interconnected, and it's exciting to see so many people making these conscious choices to lessen their impact.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've talked about the health benefits, the environmental impact, but there's also this connection between plant-based choices and wildlife, right?
Right.
I know you're passionate about that.
I am.
Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the biggest threats to wildlife is habitat loss.
Okay.
Often driven by, you know, cutting down forests for agriculture.
Okay.
And a lot of that deforestation is linked to clearing land for livestock and growing the crops to feed them.
So if we eat less meat, we're helping to protect the homes of all these animals.
You got it.
Okay.
Like, it's this ripple effect.
Yeah.
You know, that positive change goes way beyond our plate.
Yeah.
And we learned that by reducing our reliance on animal agriculture, we can really ease the pressure on these forests and give these amazing animals a fighting chance.
That's amazing. So are there specific examples of how choosing plant-based helps certain animals?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Think about orangutans.
Okay.
You know, the rainforest homes in Southeast Asia, they're being cleared so fast for palm oil plantations,
right,
which are often used for animal feed.
Oh, wow.
So by choosing products that don't contribute to deforestation, we can help protect these incredible creatures.
It's crazy. I never realized there was a connection between palm oil and orangutans.
It's all connected.
It really is.
And it's not just about protecting habitats either.
Okay.
It's also about, you know, lessening our impact on the oceans. Overfishing is a huge threat to marine life.
Right.
A lot of fish populations are declining.
Yeah.
So by choosing plant-based options,
okay,
we can help relieve the pressure on these ecosystems.
So it can help our oceans too.
Exactly. It's about creating a more sustainable balance.
Wow. It's all starting to make sense now. So we've talked about land. We've talked about the sea. What about the air?
Yeah.
How does animal agriculture affect air quality?
That's another big piece of the puzzle. Animal agriculture is a significant contributor to air pollution.
Really?
Yeah. It releases harmful gases like ammonia and methane.
Okay.
These gases contribute to smog, acid rain, even climate change.
Wow. I didn't realize it was all so connected.
Yeah. It's pretty eye-opening when you start to connect the dots. It reinforces the idea that what we eat, it can really shape a healthier and more sustainable future for everyone.
I know. This has been so insightful. We've explored the health benefits, the environmental impact, the connection to wildlife. But for someone just starting to learn about all of this, it can feel kind of overwhelming.
It can.
So any tips for making this transition to a more eco-conscious lifestyle?
Well, the best thing you can do is start small.
Okay.
You don't have to change your whole life overnight.
Right.
Just pick one or two areas that speak to you, whether it's trying more plant-based meals, cutting back on plastic, supporting local farmers.
Okay.
Just start making small changes, you know, gradually.
Gradual changes, yeah.
Yeah.
Small steps. That's great advice, you know, building momentum. we learned that even small changes can make a difference.
Absolutely, when we all do our part.
Yeah.
And remember, you know, it's not about being perfect. Yeah. It's about progress. Don't be afraid to try things out, find what works for you,
right,
and celebrate the wins along the way.
I like that.
Yeah.
Celebrate those wins, because it's a journey.
Yes.
Right? We're all on this journey together. What are some other tips, you know, for people who want to make a difference?
You know, meal planning can be a game changer.
Okay.
If you plan your meals out ahead of time, you can stay organized, you'll have healthy options ready to go, and you're less likely to reach for those, you know, less healthy convenience foods.
Right.
It also helps reduce food waste.
Oh, okay.
Which is another big problem for the environment.
Right, right. So it's like setting yourself up for success. I love that.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of connecting with others who, you know, share your values.
Yeah.
Joining online communities, maybe attending local events, even just finding a green buddy.
Yeah.
It can make the whole journey more fun and inspiring.
Yeah, there's power in community, right?
There is.
Sharing ideas, supporting each other, celebrating those wins together.
Exactly.
It can make a world of difference. And sometimes just knowing you're not alone in this, it can be really motivating.
It can be. It's all about creating that ripple effect.
Yeah.
Positive change that goes beyond just ourselves. And that's really what the Curiosity Chronicles is all about.
I think that's a perfect way to kind of wrap up this episode.
Yeah.
We've explored some amazing ideas, and we've set the stage for what's going to be a really inspiring series.
I think so.
So is there one key takeaway that you hope listeners will remember from today?
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that we all have this power to make a difference. Like, mm-hmm. even those small changes in our everyday lives, they can ripple out and affect our health, the environment, even the well-being of all those other creatures out there. You know, it's empowering to realize that we're not just along for the ride on this planet.
Yeah.
We're actually shaping its future.
We are. And it's not about being perfect, you know, or feeling overwhelmed by all the problems. It's about tapping into that curiosity. You know, and trying new things.
Yeah.
And celebrating those little wins along the way.
Yeah, we're all in this together, and every step in the right direction matters.
It does. It really does. And that's what the Curiosity Chronicles is all about. Exploring these possibilities, having fun with it,
yeah.
getting excited about it. We're going to be diving deep into all kinds of fascinating things. You know, sustainable living, innovative ways to protect wildlife, delicious plant-based recipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be uncovering all these hidden gems of knowledge, sharing inspiring stories, and giving you tips that you can actually use in your everyday life.
Right.
You know, making those eco-conscious choices feel easier and more enjoyable.
Yeah, and empowering. I can't wait.
Me neither.
I'm already feeling super inspired. So, listeners, we want to hear from you. What sparked your curiosity today?
Yeah, what are you excited to explore in the Curiosity Chronicles?
Yeah, share your thoughts, your questions with us on social media using hashtag Curiosity Chronicles.
Yeah, we're building this awesome community of curious minds who are passionate about creating a healthier and more sustainable world.
So as we set off on this journey together, let's all
strive to be
physically strong,
mentally
environmentally safe.